Injective adds 56 million market cap after pre-IPO stock tokens launch. Injective's native token added roughly $56 million in market capitalization on Tuesday after pre-IPO stock tokens for OpenAI, SpaceX, and Anthropic went live on the network, according to a CoinGecko update posted at 0702 UTC. The launch puts the network at the center of one of crypto's most contested experiments, turning private company equity into freely tradable tokens before any IPO exists. The price reaction is modest in absolute terms. INJ is trading near 1140 at the time of writing. With broader crypto markets flat, BTC 81,009.01%, ETH 2301.11%, as of May 13, 2026, and a fear and greed reading of 50 dead neutral. But the move is notable against a backdrop where most L1 tokens have lost ground this year. VanEck pegged L1 token performance at -49% since the start of 2025 in its recent breakdown, so any positive cap movement on an L1 right now is doing work. The mechanism behind the listings, the pre-IPO tokens route through Helix, Injective's order book DEX, and tap into the chain's real-world asset module, which already hosts tokenized equities and commodity proxies. Each token is structured as a derivative referencing the private company's implied valuation, not direct equity. Holders do not have shareholder rights, voting power, or any claim on company assets. The contract simply tracks a price feed sourced from secondary private market quotes. That structure is what lets the launch happen at all. Direct equity tokenization of a private company would require the issuer's cooperation and a transfer agent. Synthetic exposure to a price feed does not. The same approach is how tokenized Tesla and Apple shares persisted on multiple chains even when those companies never signed off. The Anthropic problem, Anthropic surfaced earlier this week to publicly disavow the listings, voiding what it called unauthorized stock trades, and warning that any token implying a 1.6T valuation for the company has no legal connection to actual shares. Coverage in our earlier piece on Anthropic voiding the trades walks through the legal posture. The Tuesday launch on Injective went forward anyway. From the token issuer's perspective, the trades are price derivatives, not equity, and do not require issuer consent. From Anthropic's perspective, the listings still associate its brand with a financial product it has not approved. The dispute is unresolved, and the precedent matters. If synthetic equity tokens can be launched without issuer sign-off, the gate to on-chain pre-IPO markets is effectively open for any name with a tradable private valuation. OpenAI and SpaceX have not commented publicly on the Injective listings. Why the price moved? The $56 million cap add is a market response to two things. First, fee revenue and chain activity should pick up. Every trade on Helix routes through INJ-denominated gas, and any new liquid market is incremental flow. Second, narrative. Injective has spent 2 years positioning itself as the venue for financial derivatives that other chains will not touch. The pre-IPO launch is a proof point for that thesis. The flip side, regulatory exposure. The SEC has historically taken a dim view of unauthorized synthetic equity products marketed to U.S. persons. If the listings draw an enforcement response, the same narrative that lifted INJ this week could reverse quickly. The Clarity Act markup later this week in the Senate Banking Committee is unrelated to synthetic equity directly, but it sets the broader tone for what crypto can and cannot offer without registration. Broader context for on-chain capital markets. Private company equity is a structurally hard market. Secondary trading happens in 144A markets with tight investor restrictions, and bid-ask spreads on names like SpaceX or OpenAI can run wide. Tokenized synthetic exposure offers two things the existing market does not: 24/7 trading and access, without an accredited investor gate. Both features are exactly what regulators have flagged as risks, and both are why retail demand exists. For users following the tokenized RWA growth curve, pre-IPO stocks are the natural next category after treasuries and gold. The Injective launch is the first significant on-chain attempt at that category since Mirror Protocol collapsed in 2022. Whether it sticks depends on three things: regulatory tolerance, issuer response, and whether liquidity actually persists past the launch week.